B-Pod Studios.
Good morning on a Monday.
All right, let's go around the room and find out how everybody's weekend was in 30 seconds or less. Loren, you were out of town. Why don't you go first?
Okay. So I went to Nashville over the weekend, and my husband was working. I went to go see some friends, and I had an awesome weekend, but I witnessed a friendship end.
Oh, no.
Yeah, like, it was bad. Like, my friend kicked her other friend out of her house.
Whoa.
And there was so much drama on Saturday night, and I thankfully had a stomach ache, so I went home early.
Ooh.
And missed all the drama, but it was, like, this is, like, a college friendship, like a lifelong friendship, and I'm so sad for them.
You saw an unfriended in person.
Yeah, I did.
Oh, man, Amy will have a brand new unfriended on the show this morning.
That's right. What about you, Roy?
So my sister and my mom came in town this weekend. We had a blast. She got to meet some of the radio family because we were very much so out and about all weekend.
Okay.
And our radio family kept stopping to say hi, and my mom loves that. She thinks when that happens, like, we're some big-time show, and I'm like... It never really happens. It's not that big of a thing.
I know. My mom came out to Waxhaw. She was all impressed.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. It looks cool when people say, hey, I know you on the radio in front of mom.
Yeah.
You know? But no, we had a blast, and they helped me clean out my whole house. I probably donated
Sterling out?
No. I'm not cleaning him out. We donated seven bags of clothes to Goodwill, and now my house is sparkling clean. I love it when mom comes to visit.
That's awesome. So on Saturday, I did the daddiest dad thing and went to Lowe's. And then on Saturday afternoon, we had friends over for a little Cinco de Mayo / Kentucky Derby party.
Uh-huh.
And we all put in $20 a family, and each family member got to pick a horse.
Okay.
So everybody in our neighborhood and their kids had the horse. And then, of course, we all know what happened in the Kentucky Derby.
Yeah.
So everybody Venmo'd my friend Dave, because they thought he won. And then Dave had to Venmo Amanda because Ruby's name won the horse race. So Ruby picked up $60 from the weekend.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, immediately went to pay mortgage.
I had a text mania over the weekend because I don't know sports. And I was like, so what's going on? How is this? Is this a big deal? Yeah. Like, how does this work?
I think I did. I don't know if this is true, but did the people who bet on the horse that originally won the race, what was his name? I can't remember.
Yeah, I don't remember. Country Mile, I think, won.
No, it officially won.
Yeah.
Another horse crossed finish line first. I saw that they had refunded.
They shouldn't have paid because it wasn't made official.
Okay.
Yeah. Nobody should have really lost money. I mean, technically lost money, but nobody should have been paid.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, so fascinating.
Yeah. Yeah. And then yesterday was just like recovery day because I was drinking margaritas and beers all day on Saturday. So that was my weekend. 30 seconds. I didn't even stay up for Game of Thrones last night.
Me neither. Well, I was up, but I had a whole thing with airline travel
last night.
But I missed Game of Thrones.
Lauren was gone for 3 days. It was like she had a 20-day weekend.
Seriously.
In 3 days. What about you, Nicole? Give us your weekend in 30.
Let's see.
She's like, you sprung this on me.
I kind of kept it low-key.
What did you do yesterday morning?
Or no, went and saw the bunnies in Uptown on Friday. And then Saturday, just stayed in, cooked, made tacos, and then did Cinco de Pepo.
Hey, I don't mean to derail your 30-day seconds. I was looking for them dang bunnies all weekend. Where were they?
They're in the green, like when you're going up on Tryon. You know, like that Ratcliffe's Flowers on your right?
Yeah.
They're right behind that, like in that green.
Oh, I was looking up at Ramir Bearden Park looking for bunnies everywhere, and I couldn't find them,
I
was upset.
I think that's where the concerts are going to be.
Oh.
Yeah. Is that what the bunnies are for?
It's for Shout Charlotte, right?
It's all part of Shout Fest in Charlotte.
Yeah.
Okay. That's trippy, man.
I was so excited. I was like, Mom, let's go look at some inflatable bunnies. I couldn't find them.
Did you find the seesaws?
No, but Mom and Dad did. I missed all of Shout Charlotte. But Mom did. Mom and my sister found it.
these cool musical light-up
seesaws were fun. There was like 20 of them, and everyone's doing it. It was cool.
Okay.
You know, I'd pass it, and she'd go, that was a seesaw. And I'm like, what? Like, hang on, let me pull a Yui. I can't because Seven Roads are blocked because Untapped was going on, and
Oh, man.
It was a driving fiasco this week.
We got to talk about the Untapped Beer Festival because people are calling it Fire Fest.
Oh, really?
And the tweets and stuff that came out are hilarious. So we're going to read those in a little bit. But we do have to talk about something important. Today's an important show right here on the Meeting Roy and Lauren Show. We'll tell you about it coming up in 3 minutes.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
And it's sad that we have to do this, but of course, today we do our show with a heavy heart for the officer who lost his life in Mooresville.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Officer Jordan Sheldon, Mooresville Police K-9 officer, was killed in the line of duty.
You know, and you hate that an officer loses their lives, and any police officer will tell you it's part of their job. You know, it comes with the danger of the job, just like we saw at UNCC last week when the students were running out, police officers are running in. You know, if there's a fire, first responders are running into the fire and everybody else is running out. And we get that it's the danger of the job. But it'd be much nicer to have in a much better world if every police officer could come home to their family every night after, you know, doing us taxpayer paying citizens the duty of protecting us. Right? So, you know, it's terrible. It's awful. And our thoughts and prayers are with the family and the whole community of Mooresville, where we kicked off our Fam Jam Friday. Our very first stop was up in Mooresville at the Dunkin' up there.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know.
And we actually spoke with police officers, and we don't know if that was Jordan we spoke with. But I remember speaking to a detective and a police officer that morning, you know, off the air, of course. But
it's devastating because Mooresville is such a small knit community, and they would, no one would ever think that would happen, you know, in Mooresville.
Mm-hmm.
And it's very sad, and seriously, to all the police officers are mourning, to the family that's mourning, to the community that's mourning. I mean, the guy was just killed in the middle of a traffic stop doing, you know, and we pass him all the time. I pass traffic stops all the time, you know, and that, unfortunately, he gave the, I said it on my Instagram, he gave the ultimate sacrifice.
Yeah, and he had a canine partner.
Yep.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's even sad too.
Yeah. So you know the canine partner is going to be looking for his.
I know.
His police officer.
I don't think the canine can go to a different officer. I think it's like once you get trained with the one.
Oh, that's it. You retire.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah. Yeah. Maybe the family will get to keep the dog. I don't know. But anyway, you guys up in Mooresville, I know we're late to the party because we weren't on all weekend. But geez, man, our thoughts and prayers are to you. And
yeah, we're here for you.
The Mooresville Police Department, of course, we'll keep everybody updated if any information comes down where we can help the family or help the fallen officer, okay? So, good morning, everybody, and we'll keep him and the entire area of Mooresville in our thoughts this morning.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
It's Kiss 95.1. It's the Maney, Roy, and Lauren Morning Show.
We are happy to announce the return of a lot of people's favorite games. It is
5 seconds to cash.
Woohoo! It's going to happen at 7 a.m. this morning. We're going to give you 5 seconds of a song that you hear on Kiss 95.1. If you guess the correct song, you get
$100. That's exciting.
Now, if you don't guess the song, that song carries over until noon today. So you got 3 shots to play at 7 a.m., noon, and 4. Mm-hmm. So your next shot would be at noon, and then the money that would go over would be $200.
So the song and the money both roll over.
Yes. Right.
I believe so. Sounds right to me.
It's been 3 weeks since we played it last, so nobody's really sure. Hey, Lauren, before you get into the dirty from the weekend, the Untapped Beer Festival went down at the Bank of America Stadium.
Mm-hmm.
And what's so funny about it, just off the bat, Roy, is like Jerry Richardson, the old owner, would let nothing happen at the stadium.
Like
except,
nothing.
Yeah. I mean, like, not, and if it was at the stadium, it would never be on the field.
Mm-mm. Yeah.
Well, now with our new owner, it's like, the beer fest was there. Cam's Kicking It with Cam event is there this Friday. People are just, they watch, you could watch the draft on the grass.
I have a sleepover there Thursday night if you guys want to come with me. I'm just going to hang out. Just letting anyone in.
Come, we're going to do our show live from there. Anyway, the people are referring to the Untapped Beer Fest using the hashtag Untapped Beer Festival, hashtag Fire Festival 2019.
Oh, I feel so bad for them. I feel so, you know what I really feel bad for is Charlotte Agenda, because they evidently were there and posted a photo about how much fun they were having, and they got so many comments of how awful it was, and I'm like, oh, come on, they're not.
That's where I saw it.
You know, they didn't put it on. But don't drill those guys.
So was that clearly the photo was posted before all you know what broke loose?
I mean, I know that some of the complaints were like the cups were cracking. And then I think the major complaint is that they didn't have what they thought a good enough weather system, a weather plan.
Yeah. Gotcha. I got some of the tweets here. We can read them. But the Untapped Beer Fest, for those of you that don't know, was at the Bank of America Stadium. And it featured 176 craft breweries from around the Carolinas and quite frankly from around the country. And the tickets that were sold were $12,500, and they were each sold for $60 a pop. And what we found out was festival goers started complaining that the admission lines were long, the beer lines were long, and there wasn't even enough cups. Plus, several people were denied because they had purses and they weren't being offered a refund.
Oh, because you can't take big purses into the stadium?
Right. Now, to their defense, the Untapped Festival people did put out, hey, we told you what you can bring into the stadium. You could have went and looked, okay?
Right. Yeah, you got to check for this.
Let's see. Someone said the Untapped Beer Festival, all I got was a huge line, one beer, and a so-called souvenir cup for $60 is really just a plastic Carolina Panthers cup left over from someone's suite.
Oh, that ain't good. So they ran out. Yeah.
Let's see. You thought Firefest was a fail? You haven't been to the hashtag Untapped Beer Festival. The event was a complete disaster, and thank God for the rain, or else it would have been worse. No one would have left. You were clearly not prepared for the amount of tickets that you sold.
Now, I did read on Charlotte Agenda that evidently the owner said, or whoever ran the festival said, you know, hey, we made some mishaps. We know we could have done better. And the second half of it, once they got everybody back in after the rain delay, evidently was lit.
I think all the complainers were gone at that point.
Yeah.
You know? Someone said, I paid $50 and all I got was this souvenir Dixie cup. Thanks, Untapped.
Maybe they fixed things after, you know what I mean?
Because
it was like a break in the action. Maybe they were able to make right some of the wrongs at that point.
Oh, I feel so bad for everyone. For Charlotte Agenda to reporting it because people hammered them to the actual festival. Because let me tell you, if we ever ran a festival, Lord knows we would not run.
Oh, it would have went the same
100%.
Way.
It would have went the same way.
Yeah, it's not easy. But it's, you know, not what? When you put something like Bank of America Stadium behind it, people expect it to run just
they
like
do.
The Panthers game.
Yeah.
And it's like clockwork.
Yeah.
And so anyway, I thought that was pretty funny.
Now your celebrity gossip. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Lorette. Sponsored by Sona Med Spa. Kiss 95.1.
And Jerry Richardson is sitting somewhere going, this is exactly why we don't have events in the stadium.
And you'll learn.
All right, so we are on baby watch overdrive when it comes to the royal family right now. And some people are now whispering that Meghan Markle could be having twins, which...
Whoa.
I think is a true rumor, because she wouldn't have gone this long in her pregnancy had she been pregnant with twins. Like, they would have, you know what I mean? Like, traditionally, when you're having twins, you never go full term. It's very, very rare.
And they want to hop out.
Yeah. Prince Harry has canceled his trip to the Netherlands for May 8th. And that could be maybe an induction date. Maybe she's going over at this point, and they, you know, because when you go see your OB, they say, okay, if you haven't gone into labor by yourself at this point, we're going to induce you now.
Yeah.
There's also rumors that she could have had a C-section because they saw the helicopter, and they're waiting until she's fully recovered to show the baby. But, I mean, there's just so much out there right now.
Yeah.
Anyway. I'll wait for the royal crier to announce it.
Yes. The Met Gala is tonight, so we'll have a full update for you on that tomorrow.
And I gotta get an outfit. Okay.
Amy Schumer is having a boy. She went on a really long Wendy's rant on Instagram, and then at the very end, she says, also, we're having a boy.
So, what kind of rant?
Wendy's rant. So I guess Wendy's is, like, refusing to protect farm workers that are female. So
are you talking about, like, the fast food place, Wendy's?
Yeah.
Oh.
I guess.
They're usually funny on Twitter.
Yeah, they're in bad
news
now.
Yeah,
well, there's a lot of people getting bad press.
Amy Schumer feels some type of way about it.
Were they tied into the beer fest in some way?
Yeah, I know. Wendy's set up on the field.
Wendy's provide the food.
All right, Good Morning America just released their summer concert series, and BTS will be kicking it off on May 15th.
Oh, good. We gave tickets away yesterday afternoon on KISS.
We sure did. Alessia Cara is performing at a later date. Sabrina Carpenter, Blink 182, Pitbull, Chance the Rapper, French Montana, and the list goes on and on. Marshmallow's in there.
I can't wait to see Chance.
Yeah. So, very exciting. But that's your dirty for now.
Okay. Thank you, Loren. Up next, you know, we talked about the Bridezilla Chronicles a lot this spring as wedding season's upon us. This is a Bridezilla, but it's even before the wedding. Wait to hear what a woman did before she even got proposed to. We'll talk about it in less than 10 minutes.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
All the hits, Kiss 95.1 with the Manny Roy and the Rim Morning Show. We are coming up on 20 minutes away for your chance to win cash. 5 seconds to cash. You wanted it. We're bringing it back because of all the messages we got, all the tweets, all the Instagrams messages we got at the MRL show. We're going to play 5 seconds of a clip. If you can name the song, you win the cash. And there's no big tricks here. There's songs that we play on Kiss.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So you know them. You just got to be able to identify it within 5 seconds.
Hey, so this bride-to-be, I guess it's a bride-to-be, Loren. She's not even officially engaged yet, but okay. She sent out RSVPs to a wedding. Full date.
Yeah.
Full location. The only thing missing, she doesn't have a groom.
Whoa!
So, what does the invitation say at that point? Because it usually says, join us on this date for the union of these two people.
You could select chicken, seafood, or marry me.
I found this article on Your Tango, and it was written from a woman who was invited to the party. And she said, just after New Year's, I received an invitation saying that I was going to be invited to my friend's wedding. And I thought, geez, let me go look on her Instagram and on her Facebook. Did I miss the proposal? Because everybody posts the picture of the ring, the proposal. And
you usually get to save the date, and then you get a wedding invitation.
She texted her immediately and goes, OMG, what a surprise. To which the bride texted her back and said, well, he really hasn't proposed yet.
Oh, but she has a mister that she's dating.
She has a longtime boyfriend who hasn't proposed yet, but she went past all that and set up the date and the location. And so a lot of people on the internet are like, is she doing this as a threat to him? Like, hey, I got the date.
Yeah, this is the trickiest.
That's something you would do.
No, I would never. This is like the trickiest ultimatum ever. It's so public.
Right. And then so some people were leaving comments like, hey, does this guy even know that he's getting married? Sounds to me like she drew a line in the sand and said, you better propose to me by this date, obviously. The invitations are already out. Or others were saying that maybe he's in on it. And it's like a whole thing.
Like it's supposed to be something funny.
And even another person said, we started planning our wedding about six months before we even got engaged.
So I'm not even mad at the your planning part. I'm really not. I'm afraid for her because I'm afraid she's going to scare him away. Like when Dallas and I got engaged, I was so embarrassed because he handed me before he actually asked me. He handed me this book and as a gift, and I opened the book and inside were like pages that I had pulled out of wedding magazines and shoved in my sock drawer. Like I don't think that it's abnormal for a woman to like start planning her wedding well before she's ever engaged. Like we start planning these things, the details from the time that we're little.
Yeah, planning is fine.
Yeah,
taking it a step further because invitations aren't cheap.
No.
You know,
and neither is. I mean, I would assume that if you're sending out invitations, then you have a venue locked down. You've got a caterer.
Yep. She has the date, the venue. It all came on the invitation. And then how about this? Like, what if the groom to be doesn't know?
I guess they're just having a party then.
Well, it's like, well, who are we inviting from his side of the family? Right. I mean, she made the entire guest list then if he doesn't know.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Yeah.
Right?
I mean, did they invite all his people?
Yeah. But,
like, I would know enough people from Dallas' side to invite them.
You would forget someone.
Oh, for sure. But yeah, I mean,
Crazy Charlie, you'd forget him because you didn't want him there. Anyway, the internet, always full of good things for us to talk about. A bride-to-be sending out invitations to a wedding, and she hasn't even been proposed to yet.
Coming up next with the Manny Roy and Loren Show.
I mean, the logical next step is for them to end up on War of the Roses.
Oh, for sure.
Oh, man. Well, that's where Michaela and Brian ended up, unfortunately. Michaela says, hey, I think my man Brian is cheating on me. And Brian admits to it. But it's what he said after that had us all shook. We'll tell you exactly how this plays out in under 5 minutes right here on the MRL Show.
The Manny Roy and Loren Morning Show, War of the Roses.
Michaela, you reached out to us and you want to check up on your boyfriend, Brian. What's going on in your relationship that causes you to think he's cheating?
We've been together for 2 years. He's extremely romantic. He's into holding hands. I just become super comfortable with the fact that we do PDA all the time. I actually love it. So it's been something that I really love about him. And about a month ago, all that PDA, all that romance, I just feel like it's gone away. Then that's when you have to start asking questions.
I agree.
So at this point, you have to start asking questions. So I tested him. One day we were watching TV, and I started to nudge and just play with his hair, play with him. And he straight up got up, and he said, I'm going to take a shower.
That's weird.
So that was a little rough.
Yeah.
He did leave his phone out, in which case then I saw that his password's totally changed.
Mm.
Oh,
and
that's not good.
That's never been an issue. It was we're always really open, very
did
comfortable with
him?
Leaving our phones out. I didn't ask him. I was too
freak
nervous,
out.
Too freaked. I didn't want him to get mad either. But recently did get a raise at work, so I'm guessing maybe that may have changed him. Maybe he's just more focused at work. I'm not sure. I mean, if he's not intimate, he's not romantic anymore, he's probably getting it elsewhere. That's just how my brain works. I'm just assuming this.
Yeah.
I just want to know.
Mm. Okay.
It's time to know.
All right. Don't say anything until we find out what he puts on the card. That's always a big clue, okay? Last week, somebody burst it out before we found out what was on the card, and then the guy lied the whole time, and we had no idea, okay?
Okay.
All right, here we go. You sure you're ready?
Yeah.
2 years. Roy, dial him up.
Here we go.
Hello?
Hi, I'm looking for Brian, please.
This is he.
Hi, Brian. My name is Sarah. I'm calling from Flowers for You. We're a brand new local romantic gift company, and we are doing an Instagram tag contest where people tag another person in their post, and we randomly select one to get $100 in beautiful red roses. Well, we chose your name to get those free roses, and I'm just calling to get the name of the person you'd like to send them to.
Okay, it's free?
Yep. Like I said, we're a brand new company. We're just trying to get our name out there. We just ask that you tell somebody about our services in return.
Okay.
Is that something sounds like you'd be interested?
Sure, yeah.
Great. Okay,
what
so...
What do I need to give you?
I just need the person's name you'd like to send them to, and then I'll get the rest of the information here in a second, but that's where we need to start.
Okay, send them to Kelly.
Okay, we'll send them to Kelly, and I have a card to go with Kelly's roses. What would you like to put on that card?
Just have it say, for Kelly, like, I feel like this whole thing is a fantasy come true. Love, Brian.
Okay.
And who's Kelly?
Excuse
me? Who the f*** is Kelly?
Brian, that's your girlfriend on the phone. She heard everything. This isn't Flowers for You. This is War of the Roses on the Manny, Roy, and Lorraine Morning Show.
It's a segment where we catch cheaters.
What?
Yeah. So why wouldn't you send the flowers to Michaela?
Wait, what? Michaela, oh man, this is like totally not what it looks like.
No, it's right. It's not what it looks like. You're not getting flowers. You got busted, though.
Piece of shit. I've been with you for 2 years. I've loved you for 2 years. Who's Kelly?
Kelly, it's not what it looks like. Kelly's my boss. Kelly's my boss.
Well,
and
the
boss?
Okay, so
like,
Brian, that wouldn't be a problem if your note didn't say otherwise.
Wait a minute, Michaela. Just hold up a second. It's not like what exactly you think. Like, you don't know what's going on here. What just happened to me at work?
Well, you got a raise.
Yeah, I got a raise. And how do you think I got that raise? You know what I mean?
Really?
Like, I'm doing stuff for us, babe.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh,
my
gosh.
Oh, my God. It's so over.
Cheating for a good cause,
oh
Michaela.
Such a martyr.
Wow. It's
insane. I really never, wow. You are a piece of shit. I really need you, like, out of my life, like, now. Don't.
Okay, there's no flowers, dude. Good luck with everything. Michaela, sorry about the war turning out this way, but like we always say, he hung up. At least now you know.
Oh, God. That feeling.
Sorry.
Do
we buy that, that he really thought he was doing something good?
I think that's just his, is the way he justifies it.
Deflecting, okay. All right, Michaela, let us know if you need anything, okay?
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
Kiss 95.1, Manny, Roy, and Loren Morning Show. Loren, you were in Nash Vegas over the weekend.
I was, and what happens in Nash Vegas apparently doesn't stay in Nash Vegas.
No.
I went to go, my husband was working a conference, so I have friends in Nashville, so I went to go hang out with them. And my other girlfriend flew in town because she's friends with all of us too, and she was staying with our girlfriend who lives there. And the weekend like went off great. Like we went to the Old Dominion concert on Friday, and like everyone was having a good time.
Everybody got along.
Yes.
No signs of what could come.
No.
Wow.
And my girlfriend who lives in Fort Lauderdale was actually supposed to leave Saturday afternoon, and we had such a good time at the Old Dominion concert. She canceled that flight and made another flight for Tuesday. So she was going to stay a couple days longer with our girlfriend.
Nice.
Well, Saturday night comes and we're all sitting at the bar together and something happens between the two of them and I'm sitting in the middle of them. So one is sitting on my left and one is sitting on my right.
Okay. And when you say the two of them, it's the girl from Florida and the person who lives in Nashville?
Yes. Uh-huh. Okay. And something happens between the two of them and the next thing I know, they are fighting over me. Like, I'm literally sitting in the middle, and I'm in the middle of this fight.
Whoa.
And
normally you're in it. This is amazing.
I
get to watch it.
But I'm trying to diffuse the situation because I know nothing was...
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
And Malice, and it was like...
Help the listeners understand, was it a joke taken the wrong way?
I think so, because I didn't catch the whole thing, quite honestly, but they were talking about something that happened on Facebook, and was another comment made that wasn't out of character for any of us to say. We all give each other a hard time, and I think it was just taken to heart, and then the next thing I know, I'm literally sitting in the middle of this, like, screaming match. So I tried to defuse the situation, and it seemed like it was fine when I left. I got a stomach ache, and I went home early, and when I woke up the next morning, come to find out that these two, like, had it out, and my one girlfriend kicked my girlfriend who was visiting out of her house.
The woman that changed her flight.
Yes, who was supposed to leave. Mm-hmm. I was like, oh, you should have just left.
Right. I mean, my gosh, the irony in that.
I know. It's just so sad, though, because these two, like, went to college together. They've been friends since college. And they're, I mean, like, we're all the better half of, you know, 30 to 40 at this point.
Let me ask you this. Is it the type of argument, you know, I'm with my friends, I get into disagreements and you work on it and you move on. Is this like done friendship? Like, is there any coming back from this type of blow up?
I hope so. Like, yeah. I honestly hope so. But I think the friend that lives in Nashville blocked our other friend on like every venue, like phone number, social media. Like, she's so mad. And I honestly don't understand where it came from, because like she's obviously heard about something, and I'm sad for that, but like we're not privy to the information that happened before that and why she was so sensitive.
And you didn't do any research to find out?
I don't want to get in the middle of it.
Hey, why are you and your bestie not talking right now? 704-570-9595, because Roy and Loren, you can be guaranteed somebody's hearing Loren's story right now and going, oh my gosh, I was either a witness to that, or that's me.
Yeah.
Like, why are you and your bestie not talking right at this moment? 704-570-9595. And then, Roy, you bring up a good follow-up question. Like, is there any hope that you and your bestie will make up?
Yeah.
Or was it just so bad? Because that sucks, man.
It sucks, man. That's a long-term friendship.
Do you think it could have been a boy?
No, it definitely wasn't a boy. It was something that happened in her hometown, and it made its way to social media. Then somebody's mom got involved. There's, like, so much to the story that I didn't even understand it. So, but I know it was obviously something, like, deeply hurt her.
You know, and I know so many people who get into so much drama over social media, and I have zero social media drama. And I'm always fascinated when they're like, well, someone posted this, and then so I said this, and so this is what happened. Yeah. I'm like, I never utilize social media in that way. Like, I never am, like, posting anything that would get me and or anyone else in trouble.
Yeah.
You know, speaking of social media, we do a segment called Unfriended here on the Manny, Roy, and Lorenz Show. And at 7:50, we're going to do another Unfriended. Carter wants to find out why his longtime friend Nicole unfriended him. Maybe they were in Nashville.
Maybe
they were part
sitting
of
at the bar with us.
Part of your drama.
All right, let's bring in Heather from Hickory. Heather, could you turn your radio off and talk to us through your phone?
Yes.
There we go. Welcome to the Manny, Roy, and the Red Morning Show. So, are you like this with Loren? Are you going to some issues with your ex?
Yes.
I guess ex-friend.
Ex-bestie, yeah.
Yes. One of my exes that we've been on and off since seventh grade, tried to sleep with him.
Okay, so your best friend tried to sleep with your ex?
Yes, and me and her was best friends for almost 10 years.
So is this fresh, or is this something that happened a while ago and you're still not talking?
No, it happened actually this year. I just found out about it. She actually tried to send me the screenshots where he tried to talk to her, but then he got mad and sent me screenshots where she sent naked pictures and offered all kinds of stuff.
Wow. That stinks, man.
Yeah.
I hate to hear that. Thanks, Heather. We got a text message from someone who said, I lost my best friend of 24 years. She quit talking to me because I didn't go on a cruise with her.
This is Chris in Mooresville. Hey, Chris.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Hi. So why are you and your best friend on the outs?
Yeah, so he still lives up in New Hampshire, and I've always been telling him that he needs to.
Uh-oh.
Oh, man, your phone's breaking up.
Yeah, no, sorry, guys. My phone's terrible. It's shattered in 1,000 pieces.
So much for that insurance.
It sounds like it.
I'm more interested in the story of your phone than the story of your best friend.
Well, quick story. Don't leave your phone in your left rear pocket, because every time you go to get out of the car, you're going to crack your phone more than
okay.
All right. So anyways, my best friend lives up in New Hampshire, and I'm starting a new business, and I called him the other day all excited because I got a business partner now that wants to invest in the business. And
nice.
Looking forward to it. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Right. So everybody that I've told about this business has been really excited for me, besides my best friend back in New Hampshire. When I talked to him the other day, he was the only person bringing up all negative things.
Oh, he must be jealous.
I hate to say it, but I think.
Yeah. So you think you guys will make up, Chris, or will this you just go on with your company and that'll be it?
No, we'll 100% make up.
Okay.
We're best friends. We've been best friends since middle school. When we met each other, we hated each other.
Yeah.
And you know how that goes.
Yep.
Yeah.
Oh, dudes are good at that, Loren.
I know.
We will have a huge, like, Roy and I can have a huge argument. We haven't, thank God, because we just haven't gone that way. But Roy and I can have a huge argument, and, like the next 5 minutes, we'll be laughing at each other.
Yeah, of course. We'll make each other laugh in a heartbeat. I tell the story all the time how my best friend slept with my girlfriend.
Yeah, but you're gay. It doesn't matter. It's not the same.
It wasn't that big of a deal to you.
I was like, sleep with her. Fine. As long as we get to hang out later, I'm fine.
I'm not mad at you, man.
Out of my bed.
Should have been a sign. And you know, my mom came in town from over the weekend, and for Mother's Day, I gave her present, and I converted a bunch of old VHS tapes to digital, and I went through all the footage, and I was so gay as a little kid. I was so gay. I took a camcorder and I zoomed in on the face of Elvis Presley and was like, ooh, he's a hottie.
Nobody picked up on it.
Oh, man, was there any signs in those videos of you as a kid that you were going to be a real good prankster with a senseless survey?
I know. Yeah, I kind of think so. And okay. You have to listen to this one. It's a senseless survey. This one, I got to tell you, is probably one of the shorter ones because I say one comment that insults her completely and involves her OBGYN.
Okay. And Loren, you keep us updated. People on are texting in saying keep us updated.
I will.
Find
I
out.
Really hope that they make up.
Okay. All right. Senseless survey. Brand new. Coming up. 5 minutes.
You used to call me on my cell phone.
Don't ever answer your phone. It could be the Senseless Bureau calling.
You used to call me on my cell phone.
Now, Roy's random survey from the Senseless Bureau.
Hello.
Hey, Zoe, Mr. Brown, U.S. Senseless Bureau, and we are ready for your survey here. It's about 30 questions. Are you ready to begin?
Who is this?
Mr. Brown, U.S. Census Bureau. We have to do your paperwork. It's 2018 paperwork we're submitting in. We have to ask you a bunch of questions. We do this once every 10 years. On a scale of 1 to 3, how would you rate the highways?
2.
Do you hang out at your local skating rink and drink soda pop?
No.
And does your neighbors know that you spy on them?
What?
Can't take that as a no, not yet. Mm-hmm. And would you call a cubed potato a square root?
What?
Are Pop-Tarts tart?
No.
Do you know anyone, or are you described as bootylicious?
What kind of questions are these? No.
Why does your OBGYN leave the room when you get undressed when they're going to be taking a peek up there anyway?
What? I can't believe this.
My God.
Oh, my God.
You know.
Crying. I think that question went one too far.
I think so, too, buddy.
Now your celebrity gossip. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Lorette. Sponsored by Sona Med Spa. Kiss 95.1.
My bad.
All right.
Somebody on Friday in Waxaw said, geez, that's my favorite thing that you guys do is a census survey. And they're like, I always wonder if Roy's questions are going to go further and further.
Yeah, I got to get them to hang up somehow.
That's true.
All right.
All right. So a drone dropped something outside of an Ariana Grande concert that has fans and just people in general very disturbed. Now, on Friday, she was playing the Sacramento Golden One Center, and a drone flew over before the concert and dropped Nazi leaflets.
Oh, my
gosh.
That
featured a swastika and a statement that said, "The press is the enemy."
How do you even get a drone into a concert?
It was outside the concert.
Oh, yeah. How do you police that?
Yeah. Well, not only that, but this isn't the first time it's happened, using a drone at least. So I don't know if you guys remember, but there were like two NFL games in, I think, like 2017 that they also dropped leaflets from drones. So,
okay, they're dumb. What else is happening? I don't even want to give this stupid people time.
All right.
I mean, they're good. They're hitting crowds. That's why they didn't hit the Fyre Fest here.
You mean the Untapped Festival?
Yeah. The Untapped Festival. All right. That was a disaster this weekend.
So Adam Sandler made his comeback to Saturday Night Live 25 years after his reign on the cast. And he brought back some of his old characters. And he also did a tribute to Chris Farley.
He loved the Bears and Dick could dance at Chippendales with Swayze. Yeah. When they replaced his coffee with Folgers, he went full on crazy. The sexiest gap girl and me loaf in the band. Without him, there'd be no lunch lady, lunch lady
land. Yeah, it was funny. Sandler did well. It's weird seeing he played a dad in like a skit, you know, and I remember him as the kid.
Yeah,
in the first run.
Shawn Mendes also performed. He performed his new hit single, If I Can't Have You Live, and did a great job with that.
Yeah, I thought he did great.
Yeah.
I like that song. Roy doesn't. I do.
Yeah, it was his first time back to SNL since 2016.
Trying to get the fans to kill me.
Hey, somebody got the BTS fans after me.
I was just going to say that. Somebody already made the BTS fans mad.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Jaden Smith is going to play Kanye West in an alternate reality series. Kanye is behind this, of course. And he's coming out with this anthology series that will happen in an omni-universe, in an alternate universe.
Oh. Isn't that his life in general?
Kind of. But Jaden Smith will be playing him.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I'm sure there's more details to come, but I don't understand the headline, let alone what it's going to be. So I think we'll have to see it to truly understand.
Well, he is an artist.
Yes.
So.
Coming up in the 8:30 Dirty, I'll give you the details on the Bachelorette reunion that is set to happen tonight. But that's your Dirty.
All right, let's play Can't Beat the Rand. 704-570-9595. Three wins underneath her belt. Call now and take her down.
Ring it.
Now, it's time for Can't Beat Lorenz, sponsored by Sycamore Brewing on Kiss 95.1.
Hey, Daryl, welcome to the Maney, Roy, and Lorenz Morning Show.
Hey.
Hey, I know you got the kids in the car, and you were playing Can't Beat Lorenz today. Let's do it.
All right. I got Kelly and Carly with me, so Lorenz, get out of the studio.
I'm going.
Lorenz putting the headphones down, walking out of the studio. The door is closing, and she can no longer hear these questions.
All right, here we go. Question one. This Material Girl singer gave an emotional speech at the GLAAD Awards. Who is that? I'll give you a hint. I'll give you a hint. It is not Gwen Stefani. I'll give you a hint. She also sings Vogue and Like a Virgin.
Madame.
Question two. Miley Cyrus made a surprise appearance at a festival in her home state of Tennessee over the weekend. What Disney show did she star on as a kid?
Hannah Montana. Hannah Montana.
And the morning show, Good Morning America, just announced the summer concert series, and we're sending listeners to see BTS. Keep listening all week long for your chance to get in. What network is GMA on? Good Morning America airs on what network, Daryl? Three?
NBC.
Okay, question four. It's the fifth anniversary of Elevator Gate with Beyonce's sister Solange and Jay-Z having that whole tiff in the elevator. Hey, by the way, who's older, Beyonce or Solange? Take a guess.
Beyonce.
All right, question five. Adam Sandler returned to SNL and did a tribute song to his former friend and castmate who starred in movies like Tommy Boy and Billy Madison. Who was that actor?
Farley.
All right, come on in, Lorenz.
Lorenz, it's going to be a tough battle. Our friend Daryl and the kids Kaylee and Carly got four correct.
Okay.
Okay, now question one.
Okay.
Question one. This Material Girl singer gave an emotional speech at the GLAAD Awards.
Madonna.
That's right, 1-1.
And Miley Cyrus made a surprise appearance at a festival in her home state of Tennessee over the weekend. What Disney show did she star on as a kid?
Hannah Montana.
2-2.
The morning show Good Morning America just announced a summer concert series, and we're actually sending listeners to see BTS. What network is GMA on?
ABC.
That is correct. Unfortunately, our friend said NBC. It's currently 3-2.
And this is the fifth anniversary of Elevator Gate with Beyonce, her sister Solange, and Jay-Z in the elevator. Hey, who's older, Beyonce or Solange?
Ooh, Beyonce?
That is correct. It's currently 4-3.
And Adam Sandler returned to SNL and did a tribute song to his former friend and castmate who starred in movies like Tommy Boy and Billy Madison. What actor is that?
Chris Farley.
That is correct. Final score 5-4. The Rin, you win with four wins.
Oh, Daryl, so sorry. You know what I want to hear?
Yeah, I'm sorry. We can't beat Lorenz.
Thanks for playing, guys.
All right. Thanks, Daryl. Thanks, guys. We got a brand new Unfriended coming up. Carter wants to find out why Nicole unfriended him on Facebook. We'll do it live on the radio. We're going to confront her and ask. Coming up in 8 minutes.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
All the hits, Kiss 95.1. That is Lil Nas X with Billy Ray Cyrus, Old Town Road.
Carter, who unfriended you? And I always have to ask the question, like, what did you do to get unfriended?
I got unfriended from Facebook. I have this college friend, Nicole, and she moved from Charlotte to Atlanta, and I want to see how the move's going. And so I jump on Facebook. I can't get to her profile, and I discover she unfriended me. So, like, sent a friend request, nothing, you know?
What do you think you did to get unfriended? And how long has it been since you realized you were unfriended?
At least 2 months. I mean, I sent her a friend request. It's still sitting there.
You post political stuff? Are you... I'm trying to think in the past what we've busted people on for unfriended. You rude to anyone?
No. I mean, I post the same stuff as other people. If I got something on my mind, I say it. But she's never indicated that, dang, I mean, I'm not some whack job.
Yeah.
I think it's odd, though, that she moved and at the same time unfriended you. Did you... any romantic history?
Oh, did you date?
Oh, no. I mean, she's cool and all, but no, we didn't date.
He was quick to say no.
Yeah. Maybe she moved to Atlanta to get away from him and, like, tried to sever all ties.
Yeah. Did you buy a pair of binoculars and, like, kind of follow her or anything?
No, right. it wasn't, no creepy vibes here, no.
Okay, well, listen, we'll get her, we have her on the phone now.
Yeah, Nicole's talking to her.
She has no clue why she's being brought on the show, so let's bring her in, and we'll be like the mediators. We'll get to the bottom of this, okay? We'll help you figure it out.
Great.
All right, Nicole. Okay, cool, she's...
Hello?
Yeah, hey, hi, hello.
Hey, guys.
Hi, Nicole. Why did you unfriend me?
Ooh. Hit her with the question immediately. I love that.
That's Carter.
What? Carter?
Yeah. Why'd you unfriend me?
What? Are you serious right now?
Yeah, you're live on the radio on Kiss 95.1. I'm sure Nicole told you, but we all want to know.
Wow, Carter. This is what you look at?
I had a friend request like 2 months ago.
Okay. You don't have any idea why I would do that?
No. You move, no. I try to reach out, there's nothing.
Wow, I bet he made me sound like a jerk, right, guys?
He said he didn't know. You know, we asked him if it was his political rant.
Yeah, we thought we could help him get to the bottom of it. What did he do?
Did he tell you that he owes me $250?
What? You failed to let that detail out.
Yeah, I loaned him the money, you know, I gave him a chance, and then time went by. He has definitely made purchases, and I still don't have my money. I made the move, and I made the change.
So when you moved, you said, I'm not getting the money back, so you're writing him off.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm like, you know what? We're not going to be in the same town anymore. We barely see each other as it is. He acts like, I don't know. I don't know. I hit him up on Venmo. I hit him up trying to see if he was going to pay me back. He never responded. It was never, like, when it came to the money, he didn't notice that.
I didn't know there was, like, an immediate payback time on that. I mean, you helped me out, and that was awesome, but...
How long has it been, Carter?
It's been a while.
It's been over a year.
Yeah,
Has it? Oh, dang, has it? Hmm. What did you need the $250 for, Carter?
I have a bit of a parking problem.
What does that mean? And
parking tickets?
That his car had a boot on it if I wouldn't have helped him out when I did.
All right, you guys, hold on a second. Let's see if we can't help. This changes everything. Uh-huh. This has become a serious unfriended.
Yeah.
I mean, $250 is nothing to sneeze at, right?
No, that's a lot of money.
All right, let's see if we can convince Carter to pay Nicole back. Let's, like, figure this out. Don't go anywhere, you guys. We'll return with both sitting on hold here for just about 4 minutes. Hang tight. It's the MRL Show.
WMKS Charlotte. Check it out. Thanks for starting your day with the Manny, Roy, and Loren Morning Show.
I love you guys.
Is Beasley Media Group's Kiss 95.1.
You know, typically when we do this new segment called Unfriended, it's generally silly. But we're actually now learning that this could be a pretty serious unfriended between Carter and Nicole. And we're now discovering that Carter owes money to Nicole.
Okay. All right. So this is a serious unfriended. Usually it's nonsense. But
yeah.
So what are we going to do? I mean, are you going to set up a payment plan? Are you going to send her a check, Venmo her? What? I mean, it's easy to set up Venmo.
Because paying her.
Yeah. No. I mean, I've got it. I could probably pay a half this month and half next month. But I need an address to send a check to because I don't do online payment.
That's fine. I'll give you my address so you can cut the check.
Now let me ask you guys this, because this is weird. This is awkward.
Yeah.
So, like, even if he sends you the money, are you two going to be friends, or do you think this is?
I mean, right now, like, I'm not. I can't honestly say yes because I have a bad taste in my mouth. You know, like, I helped him out. I thought he was a good guy. I thought he was better than that. We had history. You know, we're in different cities now, we're in different states. We barely have anything in common anymore. I doubt it.
Wow. Okay.
Well, wow. I don't even know if I want to send you money now.
Oh, come on, Carter. You got to pay her back.
You owe her.
Like, you're like dissing our friendship over
Dude, you
got to
pay your debts. You got to pay your debts.
Come on.
You know what, Carter? Just don't even worry about it. Don't even worry about the check. Don't worry about the address. Don't pay me. I got to go. I got to get to work because, you know, not everybody gives me money, guys.
Oh, all right. All right. We'll see if we can't get you. So at least, do you guys have phone numbers so you can text your address or something?
Doesn't sound like Carter's going to pay him.
I mean, my number's not changed, so.
Okay. All right. All right. Okay. All right. Thanks for coming on, Nicole.
She's gone. Hey, listen, an unfriended remained unfriended.
Yeah. Like,
typically, we try to unite people and be mediators, but Carter, look.
Nicole drew the line in the sand.
Yeah.
No, I got that, but, I mean, she wasn't going to be my friend again, whether I paid or not, so.
All right, Carter, good luck, dude. Thanks for listening to the show, and at least you know why you got unfriended. I think it's for a good reason, quite honestly.
All right.
All right. Thanks, Carter. You're going to sit there and debate whether or not he should pay his friend. Of course he should.
Yep.
Unless your friend told you, don't worry about it. But she did that in a tongue-in-cheek way.
Passive-aggressive way.
That's the better word. Are you sitting on a debt from someone? Like, does anyone owe you guys money? I know, Roy, you said you don't like loaning.
No,
but.
I make the rule that if I loan anyone money, I never expect it back. Because of this very issue, if I expect it, then and you don't pay, then it gets weird.
Yeah.
And so I'll just give you the money.
I owed Roy $50 on Venmo, and he hit me twice before I paid him.
So, oh, yeah.
You needed a little reminder.
Well, I don't know. I went to pay on Venmo, and it said I wasn't connected, and I had to redo my bank account and everything.
Yeah.
It was annoying.
Venmo does make requesting people's requesting money a lot easier.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Less awkward. It's like, yeah. I'll just send you a Venmo request. Yeah.
It is a lot less awkward.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can put a fun emoji in there.
Yeah.
Like, hey, you owe me $2,100 for flowers.
You idiot.
I wonder if anyone out there is kind of in the position of Nicole, where she says Carter owes her $250. Who owes you money and how much is it? And let's find someone who's been waiting. Like, if you've been waiting, let's say more than, she's been waiting a year. If you've been waiting more than a year to get paid back, 704-570-9595. And are you still friends with the person? That's the awkward thing, too.
I can't imagine you would be.
You heard Nicole in there at one point because the conversation that we had with her went back before 8 o'clock. But at that point, she goes, I also saw him making new purchases.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's not cool.
No. All right. Who owes you money and how much is it? 704-570-9595. Call them out by name on the radio station.
Oh yeah. We'll air the dirty laundry.
The MRL Show Debt Collector. Coming up in 2 minutes.
Oh.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
It's Kiss 95.1. We're the Manny Roy, the Red Morning Show.
I would say if you're a fan of BTS and you want to go see them live on Good Morning America, you know, we've been doing it all weekend and we're going to put more people in the running to go to see BTS on Good Morning America. I'd say listen like within the next 15 minutes.
Okay.
Cool. Your code word to text us. So this unfriended Loren, Carter and Nicole. Carter, for the life of him, couldn't figure out why Nicole unfriended him on Facebook. And what did we find out?
He owes her money.
Yeah, not just $10. We're talking $250.
Yeah.
For a parking ticket, by the way, his car was going to get booted.
And, like, he doesn't feel like he needs to pay it back now. Because she passively aggressively told him, you know, never mind. You keep the money.
Good morning, Diana in Indian Trail.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Hi. So, are you in that kind of situation where someone owes you money?
Yeah, definitely. So nobody wanted to take them in because now I know the reason why. And I took them in to stay at my place. They did some work for me around the house.
Okay,
and
like friends you're talking about? You took friends into the house?
Yeah,
okay.
Friends.
Okay.
And, well, it was a couple. So I was friends with him and like for a long time. So he was like, hey, I don't have anywhere to stay. And, you know, I got my girlfriend with me. I was like, all right, well, I have two spare rooms at the house. My brother's staying with me, but there's two extra rooms. So they stayed with me. And obviously, I was literally charging them nothing for rent. But they did some work around the house for me. And I paid them, but tell me why they left without paying the last month of rent and utilities. And then they go and unfriend me on social media.
Wow. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm so shocked. I'm looking at, we have all 12 lines. Thanks, Diana. We asked people who owes you money, and all 12 lines are lit up.
Yeah.
This is sad. Jennifer and Chester, hi.
Hi, how are you?
Okay, who owes you money, and how much?
They owe us about, he owes about $650.
Good gosh.
Yes, he moved, it was almost the same thing as Diane. He was a friend of ours from high school, and we let him move in with us. And it started off as when days came for him to pay rent, he would leave at 7 o'clock in the morning while we were still sleeping. And he won't come back till like late at night while we were still sleeping. That way he wouldn't have to pay us.
What a dirty dog. Month.
Yes. And then his car broke down. So my husband and me had an extra vehicle. So it was a really old truck. So we're like, you can have it for $500 and that's it. So he paid us half and the end, he never paid us the half again.
Oh my gosh.
Girl, you didn't learn
so
the first time?
Vacation. No, well, I actually did it. Well, he eventually cut off on his rent. He had lost his job and he got a new one. So we understood why he was, you know, backed up on money. So we understood that part and it was going to make it worse if he didn't have a vehicle. But we left on vacation to Tennessee and we came back and he moved all his stuff out and disappeared and unfriended us.
Hmm. Yeah, well, I mean, you know, Jennifer's like, listen, if he doesn't have a car, he can't pay me money.
Yeah.
I'm at least going to give him a deal so I can get my money back. These leeches, man.
Text message from 704 said, my parent-in-laws owe me over $2,500.
Wow.
They borrowed a few hundred here and there, then all of a sudden hit us up for $1,000 two times. It would have been a year in February.
Oh, my gosh.
Oof, man, okay.
And a lot of people, it's a lot of friends, man. That's taking advantage of the friends.
And not only that, but like we're getting a lot of text messages in the digits of like $3,000, $4,000 that people are owed.
I don't even have that money to give anyone.
$9,000.
How do you, you know, when I'm thinking loaning someone money, I'll cut you $100 for foot Joe. You know what I mean? I'll foot you $100.
Right. Like who are you friends with that has like $6,000 and $9,000 to just give to someone?
I love this text message from Area 803 who goes, hey, I just lent someone $1 for the vending machine. She's not back yet.
Come on, Karen.
That's funny. All right. Senseless survey coming your way.
Yes. This time I ask one question that is so...
Oh, it was great.
It's so, I don't want to say insulting. It's
shocking.
So, shocking is probably a good word. And it did get to hang up just as it deserves. Brand new Senseless Survey, 5 minutes.
Plus, BTS fans, don't go anywhere. Hang out. We're going to try and send you to New York.
You used to call me on my cell phone.
Don't ever answer your phone. It could be the Senseless Bureau calling.
You used to call me on my cell phone.
Now, Roy's Random Survey from the Senseless Bureau.
Hello.
Hey, Zoe, Mr. Brown, U.S. Census Bureau, and we are ready for your survey here. It's about 30 questions. Are you ready to begin?
Who is this?
Mr. Brown, U.S. Census Bureau, we have to do your paperwork. It's 2018 paperwork.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Are submitting in? We have to ask you a bunch of questions. We do this once every 10 years. On a scale of 1 to 3, how would you rate the highways?
2.
Do you hang out at your local skating rink and drink soda pop?
No.
And does your neighbors know that you spy on them?
What?
Okay, I'll take that as a no, not yet. And would you call a cubed potato a square root?
What?
Are Pop-Tarts tart?
No.
Do you know anyone, or are you described as bootylicious?
What kind of questions are these? No.
Why does your OBGYN leave the room when you get undressed when they're going to be taking a peek up there anyway?
Oh, my God.
What? I can't believe this.
That's a legit question. My defense, I thought the bootylicious was going to get the hang up.
Oh, my God.
That's what you were expecting.
Lorraine, what is the answer to that question? Is it a comfort thing?
Yeah.
You just don't want
to. It's a respect thing.
Well, I told you that my cousin, she told me that, or she told us one night that the OBGYN said get down to everything except your panties. And she thought that was weird.
Yeah, that's
a doctor shouldn't say panties.
That's not a good word to use.
She goes to a new OBGYN.
Yeah, I'd say yeah.
Now your celebrity gossip. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Lorette. Sponsored by Sona Med Spa. Kiss 95.1.
So we've officially had 16 years of Bachelorettes. On ABC. And tonight... It's a lot of drama. There's going to be a 16-year reunion of the Bachelorettes. So this is going to kick off, of course, the Bachelorette is coming back. So, and that premieres on May 13th. So this is kind of their way to get everybody excited about it again and catch up with your old favorites.
I wonder if Emily's going to be there. I'm sure she will.
She's on my list, so hopefully she will be.
Emily Maynard, yep.
Yep. Diana Ross said that she feels violated by TSA. She was going through the airport and got a TSA pat down. And she said the agents were very aggressively checking her entire body. She said in a series of tweets that it made her cry. TSA says that they properly went through the procedures and followed all procedures.
Oh, wow.
So, but the investigation will continue.
I get it. I remember going back from New York to Charlotte, and I didn't pack enough underwear.
Mm-hmm.
And so I had to go... was
Commando.
It? Commando underneath there. And that just happened to be the day at the airport where they had to go in.
Uh-huh.
And they had to check things around. And I'm like, you know, he's wondering why I'm not wearing boxers. But he can't ask that question. He wants the story.
I remember SNL did a skit where they were like, feeling lonely this holiday season. Then take a trip to the airport and get pat down by the TSA.
Oh, my gosh.
Remember that?
I do.
That is awesome. The TSA.
Good times. All right, and Good Morning America just released their summer concert series. BTS is kicking off their summer concert series, and we have an opportunity for you to go see BTS in New York in a flyaway. So make sure you're listening to Kiss.
Yeah, I would say if you missed the code word, we just did it a little while ago, I would give it about another hour before we hit the code word again for you.
Yeah. All right, so what's hot, what's trending? These are popping up everywhere, and I think this is a crazy concept, but it's a face gym.
A face gym.
So, you know, you go to the gym to work out your body. Well, these spas are popping up everywhere. And it's a British idea that's kind of making its way to the U.S.
Hello.
Where the trainers work out your cheekbones instead of your biceps. And they use, like, roller balls on your face muscles to make your cheekbones a little bit more prominent or to work out some fine lines instead of getting Botox. It's an alternative to that.
Didn't you have a device that did something like that to your face? It didn't look like a...
No, I'm talking about the TSA.
Yes, speaking of security at the airport, I took it through the airport, and you would have thought I had something far different.
It didn't look good.
They, like, took it out. Take batteries?
No, literally, it was so embarrassing. They took it out of my bag and, like, were waving it around and showing it to other people. I'm like, guys, it's a face roller.
Listen, we have... we'll put all that information up at kiss951.com. Our interns do something called the internship... podcast. Internship.
Yeah. And intern Sydney, it's her last day, and we have to talk about this with her because she admitted something very strange on the internship podcast.
Okay.
We'll tell you about it in under 10.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
All the hits, Kiss 95.1. We are the Manny Roy and Lorraine Morning Show. You know, we have a lot of people that are helping this show run. Phenomenal internship program where we try to grab interns in and teach them the business and let them get their hands dirty so they can go and do great things and become radio superstars when they leave here. And we have, to give them, you know, a little field to play in, we have something called the internship podcast where they get to talk about things, talk about the show, talk about whatever's going on in their world.
So intern Sydney is here, and it's her last day. Hi, Sydney.
Hi.
Are you excited that you get to go out in the world now with real-world MRL show experience underneath your belt?
I am, yeah. I'm ready to get into it.
Like,
yeah.
Just seeing you
guys, like, come in and have fun, I think I'm ready for it. It's what I want to do.
Which member of the MRL show have you enjoyed working with the most?
Don't do that to me. Come on.
He loves to stir the pot.
This was a problem last time, okay? Yeah. Yeah, it was a whole thing.
Listen to intern Sydney here on the internship podcast, which, by the way, you can listen to on the Kiss 95.1 app.
Okay. But I have two Facebooks because I have one that's like just in case, and I do not touch at all.
What does that mean?
I have no idea.
I have one that's just in case.
Like, I've had a Facebook delete before.
What?
Yeah, just my mom got on it one time. I don't know if she did it on purpose, but she may have. I don't know. But she, like, the whole thing deleted. Everything got wiped out.
So do your friends have two Sydneys that they follow?
Most of them, yeah.
Huh.
Only the good ones, though, you know.
What? Do you keep up with both of them?
No. Mm-mm. There, one of them I don't really get on that much. Only if I get like a bunch of notifications at once or something, or like somebody messages it, then I'll check it. But like they're both on my phone. So, I mean,
I've never had my thing deleted.
I can barely keep up with the one I have.
I know. I thought that was an odd statement that you have two. Are there people that you're friends with on one and not the other?
Yes.
Why?
I don't know.
Like, I mean, are you trying to keep someone, like, are you catfishing someone with one Facebook page?
No. It's, like, pictures of me from I graduated in 2017, so it's, like, my Facebook that I don't touch, I haven't changed the picture since I graduated. Huh. So there's a picture from me in high school, but I look the same.
Yeah.
You know, like, I haven't changed.
Speaking of deleting, here's a little more of intern Jamie, who works in the digital side of things, and... intern Sydney talking about deleting things.
So what kind of stuff have you deleted before?
You just said you delete stuff from high school, but in high school, I don't really think I posted embarrassing things. Like, I have pictures from when I was, like, 13, and I'm, like, decked out in, like, every kind of color from the rainbow. Because my sisters, I used to let them, like, dress me up.
Oh, boy.
And like, do my makeup and stuff like that, and they really did me dirty. I'm not gonna lie, they really did me dirty.
I love the internship podcast.
I do too. And I remember that kind of reminded me. I remember I looked up, I think, like one of my first Facebook accounts from back in like 2007 when it first started. And I was such an emo kid. I was so emotional. And I don't know if I was posting like really dark lyrics or if I was just like a philosopher of my time. But I was posting some, because back then you were like, it wasn't really photo generated. It was pretty much thought generated on Facebook.
Yeah.
You kind of just wrote status updates on what you were doing. And it was really weird to go back and see like the 2007 Roy.
Were you like the first Kanye?
Kind of. But think like Panic at the Disco meets Kanye at the time.
Okay.
Like it was like this alternative rock.
Huh.
Whatever genre.
We should all go back and look at like the first photos that we posted on our Facebook.
There was a whole challenge for that.
Like our profile. Yeah.
I would never participate in that.
But I'm not sure I posted that. It was like the 10-year challenge, but
I remember.
I feel like my Facebook is older than 10 years.
Probably because Facebook came around in, 2007, 2008 is when it, like, popped around. I remember my first Facebook photo because I don't think I had, like, a smartphone at the time. I had just, like, a digital camera, and I took a picture of me in the mirror, but I didn't want the digital camera to be in the shot. So I have my arm all the way over to the far left, and I'm trying to angle it in a way to get a picture of me through the bathroom mirror to get a picture of, you know.
Before selfies were cool.
Before selfies were cool. I was trying to, like, do this contraption with the mirror.
Well, Amanda's in mine, so I definitely had Facebook right when I met Amanda. She might have put mine together for me.
Yeah.
I'm holding a glass of wine in one, a microphone in another, and Amanda in yet another. In all my profile pictures.
And you've kept the same account for all those years? See, I've lost accounts. Forgot a password.
That's why I have a second one.
In case you lose it?
Yeah, like in case I forget it, or if something happens to the one that I do use a lot, like I have the backup.
And then I had a radio company that took my old Facebook page.
Oh, yeah,
I signed some contract, I guess, that said they owned it, and they took it.
they'll never take it. If we part ways, it'll be fine.
I was like, yeah. I was like, that's all my old friends. Like, what do you want that for?
It was a gift, Todd. I'm taking it.
That's just the point. Corporate America taking down the man.
I know.
Hey, Sid, good luck with everything.
Thank you.
Yeah. So you did another internship podcast today?
Yes, we did.
And that'll be posted so people can go listen to it?
Yes.
The audio we just played about the Facebook isn't from today's. That's from the older one.
We recorded that a couple weeks ago.
Good.
Okay. Yeah. Well, make sure you download that. Any any wisdom that we gave you that really stuck with you?
Off the top of my head?
Yeah.
I mean, it was like you guys give
good advice. Like, don't get me wrong. Don't get me
wrong.
Sounds
like you did a great job.
No, you did. You
but
did.
But I think I don't think so a lot much. Of people know how serious it is kind of behind the scenes. Like,
yeah.
As an intern, like, we're nutty in here and we bring you in and have fun. Yeah. And, you know, Jamie's looking for a third in his relationship and that's fun.
Oh, my God.
But they're still, you're still looking, right, buddy?
Yeah. Haven't found it yet?
No, they're picky.
Buddy, we gotta plug the socials. Let's get up.
But behind the scenes, you guys are working. Like, Nicole we have a really good internship program is what I think you should
say. I recommend
say.
It to anybody in, broadcast.
Go become a star, okay?
Yes.
All right, good luck, Sydney. We're going to miss you.
Thanks.
Speaking of missing things, is Roy's boyfriend Sterling going to miss something that he threw out this weekend? I want to talk about that. You mentioned it earlier this morning that you did a cleanup of your apartment.
Yeah.
Did you throw something out that he was like, no?
I don't know. Maybe. I guess we'll find out.
You were there.
I know. Give me a second. It's been a long weekend.
Oh, my gosh.
He wasn't happy that you were throwing his stuff out. Nobody's happy when someone goes, hey, here's a bag. Clean up.
I think it was just because Sterling likes to take naps on the weekends and we didn't have nap time. All right, don't go anywhere yet.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
All the hits, Kiss 95.1.
The Beanie Roy in the Red Morning Show.
That's Post Malone and Swae Lee.
Your next chance to win cash is at noon with Cameron. It's called 5 Seconds to Cash.
Having fun this morning on a Monday here on the MRL Morning Show. Roy, was it fun when your mom and your sister came in from out of town and they brought you bags? Glad bags, and they said, fill it up. We're cleaning out your apartment.
It was not. It's a lot of work, and we like to take it easy in my house on the weekends.
Yeah.
But it's one of those things. I'm the type of person that, like, I need that motivation. I need someone to come over and say, hey, we're cleaning out your closets.
Oh, I love doing that.
And we're getting rid of everything.
I didn't know you needed somebody. I would have been that person for you, bud.
I agree with you, Roy. Like, I need someone, like Amanda will say, babe, how many t-shirts do you need? Do you need this t-shirt that says Tucson Relay for Life 1998? And I go, yeah. She goes, no, you don't. I go, okay.
Dallas is the same way.
I had that exact same. I had an old all-access staff badge from K92, an old radio station I worked for. And I was like, I don't know. It's like 10 years old. I kind of want to keep it. They're like, you don't work there. Why do you need the badge to get around? You
know, memories.
That's okay. Yeah.
You had the memories.
We're throwing it out. Okay.
But no, man, they came and we did the whole method of, does it spark joy? If it sparks joy, you keep it.
Yes, no, and maybe.
I don't even think we even had a maybe. It was yes or no.
See, I do the yes, no, maybe pile, and then I go back through the maybe pile.
And we got rid of, we got like 7 bags, big old glad hefty bags that we ended up taking to,
7
bags. I had a lot of clothes, 7 and tennis shoes. And I had shoes from like, you know, back when I was 17, I still had, and I don't know why I still had them. They're all ratted and falling apart and holes in them. I was like a hoarder of clothes.
Mm-hmm.
So, was there anything that, all right, well, tell us, like, besides that, what about Sterling? Because,
yeah, so he felt kind of strange, by the way, for my mom and my sister going through his stuff.
Right.
And he was wanting to do the majority of it before they got there because he was weirded out by that process. And I'm like, no, they're not. If they find anything that's weird, they're not going to make a big deal of it.
It's judgment free.
It's judgment. They're helping us clean.
Yeah.
And, you know, we did all the we did try to do all the heavy lifting without them, like get rid of our Christmas tree and other like stuff. But then I got
it's May.
No, it wasn't up. And we were throwing it away because we have 3 Christmas trees in my closet. Like, there's too many. I have a 1-bedroom apartment.
No wonder why you came out of the closet. You can't even fit in there.
I know.
There's so much crap.
So I got on just a throwaway spree. And to me, it was like, if I haven't opened up this box in 6 months, there's nothing in it that I need. Yeah. And I saw one of the boxes and I opened it up and it looked like some binders. And I just closed it and I threw it out in the trash chute. And the way our apartment system works, we throw it down a big, big trash chute that goes to a massive, it looks like a landfill on the first floor where all the residents in the apartment, all their trash goes. And I found out that what was in the box was really important to Sterling.
Oh,
yeah. It was like his stuff from Rutgers University back when he was in the frat house. And there was like important, I guess, certificates, and there was like little like photos and some people that's passed away was in there. And it's like, and we can't even go recover it.
He's like, hey, it's gone. Where's the box that I put in the do not throw pile?
Yeah. And you're like, ooh.
What pile was that?
In my defense, it looked like a ready box. Like it needed to be in the trash can.
Well, I'm sure Sterling's not alone. And I'm sure you're not alone either, Roy. We want to hear from you guys. 704-570-9595. You had to beg your significant other to throw away something and they didn't want to. We got some funny text messages coming in, too. We'll take your phone calls coming up. It's the MRL Show.
WNKS Charlotte. Check it out. Thanks for starting your day with the Manny, Roy, and Loren Morning Show.
I love you guys.
This is Beasley Media Group's Kiss 95.1.
You know, I'm 80% British, so I feel compelled.
Oh, okay. You want to do some breaking news?
Hello. It's some breaking news, mate.
Oh, no, that's Australia. Oh. Keep the mate out of it.
We're going to have to take you to your homeland so that you can learn the dialect.
But we found out that Meghan Markle's in labor.
Yay.
Yes. This is officially from the Buckingham Palace.
It is. Yeah, this baby, by the way, will be seventh in line to the throne.
It's never going to happen. It's too far apart. It's too far.
That's not true. I'm watching Game of Thrones and anything could happen at any time.
That is right. Amen, sister.
Pop that baby out, Megan. Let great-grandma have a look at her.
Yeah, so we'll keep you posted when the royal baby gets here.
Hold your hair back and push. Push.
All right, Queen's scooting across the palace trying to get to the hospital quickly. It's time.
Out of my way. I'm on my little rascal scooter heading that way now.
I don't care, man.
Hey, Roy threw out a bunch of stuff. His mom and his sister came in and they did a whole cleaning, 7 bags worth of stuff out of your apartment, Roy.
Yep.
Including you accidentally throwing away something of Sterling's.
Yes, it was a box that evidently had a lot of stuff from Sterling's frat house and college and some really important things.
So what is it that your partner is holding on to that no matter what, they won't let you throw away? Or when you threw it away, they freaked out? 704-570-9595.
Let's bring in Summer from Lancaster. You were one of our texters that we called. You never know. We're going to call you.
Hi, Summer.
Hi.
Hi. So can you tell everybody what it is?
Well, it's not my house, but I live with my mom. And she went, I don't know, she went on vacation or something one day, and I decided to clean out some cabinets in our kitchen because we just have way too much stuff. And I threw out, like, what felt like hundreds of cups. And there's only 2 of us that live in the house, so we really don't need that many cups.
You are hitting me right where it hurts, Summer.
I have 3 cabinets filled of cups.
Like those plastic cups that you get at like football games and that kind of thing. You don't need all those.
Oh, they're good to have, though. Yeah. They're history.
Well, and we also have like those, you know, workout cups that we can't even fit in our cabinets.
The bottles that are too, like the bottles are not like portioned correctly. They won't fit in standing up. You got to throw them inside.
You can't get 2 in. What did your mom say, Summer, when she found out?
She was not happy. She still, this was like maybe a year or 2 ago, and she was still not happy about it. I heard her talking about it to a friend the other day, talking about how I threw out all of her cups.
And how can, like, we live?
There's only 2 of us here. We don't need 200 cups.
Oh, that's funny. All right, Summer, thanks for listening. Have a great day, okay?
Thank you, you too.
All right. Yeah, I have a cup. Still a cup. It's got a handle. It's like a beer mug, but it's plastic. And it says 1993, Montvale, New Jersey, fire department wet down. And it's got like all the list of restaurants that were in my town that were like sponsors. And like half the restaurants are closed.
Of course.
I mean, 1993, and Amanda goes to throw it out. I go, no, that's history. I had a great day that day.
What happened that day?
I don't know. It was hot, and the fire department's come and spray down the people. That's what I know.
Sounds like a good time to me.
Right, Roy?
Yeah. I love it when the firemen spray me down.
Josh, that person right there is your minister talking that way.
I have no comment, but I will give you I will defend you on that cup situation. I've got a cup from the WrestleMania 3. That is in a display case that is nobody's allowed to touch.
No way.
See?
Is it a plastic cup?
Yes, it's just a plastic, flimsy, like a tumbler cup, but nobody's allowed to touch. It's not allowed to be drank out of, washed or anything.
Is it signed?
No, it's just a WrestleMania 3 cut. But think about it. That's 35 years ago, like 32 years ago, rather.
It's history. I mean,
That's some old stuff.
Yeah, I hear you, man. I have all those cups from, like, when I went to watch the San Francisco Giants play and Barry Bonds was on the team. I still have, his face is on it.
See, women will never understand what us men have to go through to collect this stuff.
We Amen. Really won't.
Nor do we care, right, Loren?
Right.
Now, back on the subject, back when me and Vicky first got together, she was in an apartment building, and I had bought the house we're in. So I told her, I said, while you're at work, I'm going to move everything out. Anything ain't no good, I'm going to throw away. Well, I knew she did hair from her house and did dye jobs and everything else. Well, I just looked in and seen bukus of dye that was in a box. So I just started chunking them into the back of my truck to, you know, haul off. Ended up being 19 boxes of this stuff. So I'm like, you know, it's no good. She's got bukus of it. She must not use it. She got all, found out that I had thrown it away. Come to find out it was like over $3,000 worth of dye that she had lost that she had never even opened up. I didn't know what it was. I thought it was crap.
Good going, Josh. And this woman still wants to marry you?
Yeah, she still wants to marry me. She said she's in debt with me now. She can't get rid of it.
For those of you that don't know, Josh has been a longtime MRL show family member. We love him, Josh in Lancaster. And on Friday morning, Roy is going to be your minister, and we are going to marry you and Vicky live on the radio at 7 a.m.
Yes, and we are not wasting any time getting everything together. We've got the marriage license. We picked that up the other week.
Good.
I want to thank everybody for the little gift that y'all gave us. We love y'all, and we thank y'all for that.
You're the best, dude. We love doing it.
And we will see y'all Friday morning.
Yeah, we're going to have you on tomorrow morning, like around 7, when we have more time to talk with you, and we'll figure out all the details. Like, Loren wants to be the flower girl, you know, things like that.
Sounds good.
All right, buddy.
Roy, I need you to text me that address, because my little girl deleted that address.
Yeah, man. I will.
Okay. Thanks, bud.
All right, buddy.
See you, Josh. Okay. All right. Any late update with the baby?
Nope, that's it. She's in labor. We are still waiting.
Well, you know where we have to go to watch this labor play out is the Manchester, Loren.
Yes.
Ooh.
That is. We have to go to the Manchester to see what happens with the royal baby. The Manchester, by the way, is this new restaurant that has opened in South Boulevard. In South End, has a parking lot, has a speakeasy. And by the way, I say that has a parking lot because we're here in the city. That's a big deal.
Yeah,
like, there's not a lot of parking in these parts.
They're also off the light rail.
Yeah.
So come from Pineville, come from Uptown. You know what I mean? Wherever you are, you should come to the Manchester. It is so great. They've got a delicious chicken sandwich called the Noble Chicken or the 1812 Burger. Or maybe you're in the mood for a salad.
I love their brunch.
You had that wedge salad that day.
Oh, my gosh. That wedge salad was awesome.
And it was delicious.
I'm trying to steal Maney's food. It was a whole thing.
I actually took my sister and my mom there over the weekend, and I think I still posted up on my Instagram story. But it's my mom and sister. They're one of the my mom and Sterling. One of those people that needs a flashlight to look at the
I saw your story.
I'm like, you're one of those people. Nah.
Did you go down to the speakeasy downstairs?
Yeah, we went to the speakeasy, man.
That's cool. So the Manchester really is all things in one. You can go eat delicious food upstairs and go hang out downstairs in their speakeasy. No other place in the Queen City like it.
Yep, go to the Manchester. More details online, Manchester1812.com.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.